Conrad Blomendahl on cello and Erica Goodman on the harp with music from Camille Saint-Saëns. You heard the Carnival of the Animals, and in particular, that was the Swan. It's the Oasis on the new Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. It's time for our daily look at arts and culture. And my wife has been pulling on my jacket to remind me that we have to see this next event. Organics Concerts is Toronto's ongoing organ festival series offering performances that feature the thrilling sounds of the magnificent pipe organ, the king of instruments, in its 14th year, and the festival series has presented well over 180 concerts to date. In 2019, 29 concerts this year. Very exciting. And tomorrow, the next major concert. And joining me now to offer up a few details, Gordon Mansell, the executive producer and artistic director of Organics Concerts, and the man of the hour, virtuoso organist Alcide Chris. He'll perform tomorrow night beginning at 7 p.m. at the St. Michael's Cathedral Basilica, the repertoire featuring Bach, Dupre, Rieger, Whitlock, and welcome to you both.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to need to turn on your microphones like an amateur that I am on this board here. I'm new. I'm the new guy. Great to have you both here. Gordon, I'll start with you. What inspired you to bring this type of organ music to Torontonians in the first place? It's been 14 years.
Well, originally we thought, well, we needed to do something organized to increase the awareness of the organ. The organ was very, very popular for many years, and then it dropped off. And so at the time that I started it with my partner at the time, Bill O'Mara, we decided that we wanted to expand that market. And so we've been doing that since then. And each concert is a thrill because afterwards somebody will say, I didn't know the organ sounded like that.
Right.
And so that created the momentum. If I hear that, I'm encouraged, and I just keep on going.
I can remember that experience walking through the streets of Rome and just hearing a pipe organ
yes.
in a beautiful church and just dropping in and sitting down and listening and feeling like this is as close to heaven as I'm going to get here.
Exactly. But one thing that that's very important, the point, what I also wanted to show is that the organ was not only a liturgical instrument,
mm-hmm.
that it was a meaningful performance instrument, and there was a lot of repertoire that was not liturgical, but a very, very exciting.
And you must be receiving the right support to go on for 14 years doing this. It wasn't a situation where you thought, okay, well, we've done half a dozen of these, I guess that's it. This has been beloved in this city.
Well, I'm hopeful of that,
uh-huh.
but my pockets are getting empty.
All right. So the suggested donation of $25 is no joke.
Correct.
Alcide, I'll turn it over to you. You're the winner of the 2017 Canadian International Organ Competition. That was in Montreal, is that right?
Yes.
And you're the winner of the Furman Swinnen Silver Medal at the Longwood Gardens International Organ Competition 2016. Done very well. You've been throughout North America, parts of Europe. Tell me about your passion for this instrument and this music.
You know, it kind of came by surprise to me. I mean, as a young kid, I was actually, my first sort of introduction to music was gospel music.
Right.
My dad's a United Methodist minister, so I didn't really know what a pipe organ was till I was maybe like 15 or 16. And I had my old piano teacher to introduce me to one because we had, you know, we were more gospel music. And, I mean, it was just like I fell in love. And the other thing that really got me into it was organ recordings of old German instruments. It was like I had never heard something so weird. It was almost alien. I just couldn't even figure out because I knew nothing about the organ. Now I know I can describe, you know, exactly what's going on. But at the time,
describe to me those first moments when you were first starting to hit those keys and going throughout, you know, the air being pushed through all those pipes.
I was like, oh crap, this is hard. I had a lot of impetus, some impulses to give up. But I think, thank God I stuck with it, is all I can say.
Yeah, there's a certain reverberation around the church or the building that you're mm-hmm. in that you have to learn to work within that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's more of a consideration, especially in Europe, where the spaces are so big.
Right.
And American churches, it's funny because it's a little technical, but it's funny. When you play in an American church, usually the acoustic is so forgiving that you can kind of play things really fast. But in a big cathedral, you have to be a little bit more of a mature player and let the room, you can't play any faster than the room can can make it clear, if that makes sense.
I think we've given a fair tease here, so tell us a little bit about the repertoire that you've chosen for the evening tomorrow.
Sure. So, sort of going in line with what Gordon said, we're trying to show off the organ as being not just a liturgical instrument, but an orchestral instrument. Mm-hmm. So my aim tomorrow was to choose pieces that showed off sort of the variance and organ sound. So trying to show off the softest sort of strings in the orchestra going all the way up to like the full sound. So Percy Whitlock, for instance, that's kind of like a, almost like a Disney soundtrack dream piece. And the whole point of the piece, of course, is to be easily listened to, but also to just hear the organ sort of going up and swelling and going back down, like almost just like an orchestra, if that makes sense.
And you've got also pieces from Bach and...
Sure. I'd be remiss if I didn't include Bach. And this recording you're about to play was one of the first ones I heard that inspired me. But yeah, we'll have the Bach D major, but we'll also have some Vivaldi via Bach. So some Vivaldi violin concertos set by Bach. And the last piece I'll play will be the Reger BACH, which is this really big, serious German romantic work. But this is like rock star organ music. Okay. I mean, it really, you can hear the guitars going.
Well, I absolutely think this is going to be a wonderful night. Organixconcerts.ca, organixconcerts.ca. I'll spell that for you. Organixconcerts.ca if you'd like to learn more. And again, that's tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at St. Michael's Cathedral Basilica. Suggested donation of $25. Isn't that right, Gordon?
That's correct.
Okay, very good. Elsie, Gordon, thank you very much. And would you like to take us into this piece? We're going to play this piece from Johann Sebastian Bach.
Absolutely. This is a young Bach sort of showing off his newly acquired skills on the pedal board. So you'll hear, as Pachelbel wrote in a manuscript, he said, just let the feet kick about.
With Carl Richter on the organ, here we are.